What should I do when life is unfair and everything feels out of control? Hey, this is Cherie at Bible Project. In this episode, Tim reminds us how God powerfully responds to the cries of the powerless. If today you are feeling helpless before bullies and institutions, listen in. Today's message will encourage and empower you. And if you're in a position of authority, stay tuned. This reflection will inspire you to humbly use your power to lift others up. Listen in.
Hey, everybody. This is Tim Mackey at Bible Project. And for this week's Bible study reflection, we're inviting you to ponder some stories in the opening chapters of the book of 1 Samuel. The book of 1 and 2 Samuel, this is a major crossroads moment in the larger biblical narrative that began all the way back in Genesis. So remember, God chose the people of Israel to be his representatives before all of the nations, to be his partners in restoring the blessings of Eden to the world. But the Israelites mostly fail at this calling. And 1 Samuel begins by showing you the leaders of Israel, namely Eli, the high priest, and his sons who are corrupt and violent. And so in the story, Yahweh begins forming a new group of faithful partners from within this corrupt generation. And to raise up new leaders, the old regime's got to come down. Welcome to the story of Hannah. Hannah's story begins in a place of deep personal pain. Her husband, Elkanah, is married not just to Hannah, but also to another wife named Peninnah. And Peninnah has lots of children, and Hannah has none. And so in a patriarchal society like ancient Israel, women with children were more valued and honored. And it's really clear that Peninnah loved her high status in the family because she bullies and harasses Hannah and reduces her to tears regularly. So Hannah, from her place of humiliation, she cries out to God for deliverance and she asks for a child. This request is, of course, very personal to Hannah, but actually it's also a request that involves the whole nation of Israel. In this same story, we learn that Israel's priestly leaders, the sons of Eli, they're corrupt bullies who are profiting off of the people. So it's not just Hannah that needs to be rescued from oppressive people, it's also the Israelites themselves. And so Hannah's story is Israel's story in miniature. And so God responds to both crises at once. He enables Hannah to become pregnant with Samuel, and that reverses her situation. But Samuel is the one who's eventually going to replace these despicable, corrupt leaders. So Hannah responds to God's promise and being faithful to her and giving her a son with one of the most beautiful poems in the Bible. She sings this song about how God loves to turn the powers of our world upside down. And she sees in her story a pattern of how God is working in history. He raises up the lowly and the powerless. He brings down the arrogant and the powerful. She says, the hungry are filled, the poor are elevated to become kings and queens. And so Samuel's birth, for her, represents a moment when God is overturning the distorted value systems of Israel. But there's also more. Hannah concludes her song by saying that God's going to repeat this pattern when he raises up a Mashiach, in Hebrew is what she says. That's where we get the word Messiah. It means an anointed king. Hannah is one of the first people in the story of Israel to anticipate this future king by calling this king the Messiah. Now, there's a reason why Hannah's story and song introduces the book of 1 and 2 Samuel. These books are about how Yahweh is going to bring down Saul, who's going to be Israel's arrogant first king that you'll meet just a few chapters after Hannah. But then God's going to elevate a lowly shepherd to become Israel's king. And who is it who anoints David to become the king? None other than Samuel, the son of Hannah. So Hannah is portrayed here as like a model, an example of God's faithful people in times of hardship. She's somebody who's powerless to change her circumstances, much less the problems out in the world. But yet God hears her cry, and Hannah's suffering gives birth to deliverance, not just for herself, but for the whole nation. God's kingdom arrives in Israel through her son to turn Israel's world upside down. And as you read Hannah's song, you might notice something. that it sounds a lot like the song that Mary, the mother of Jesus, sings in the Gospel of Luke when she finds out that she's pregnant with Jesus. And that similarity, it's on purpose. Mary's story and song have been designed to mirror Hannah's, and both of them together are an image of the faithful Israelite remnant that waited for centuries for God to raise up an anointed king who would confront evil and who would bring God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And so Hannah's story and Mary's story, they all point forward to Jesus, who toppled the rulers and powers of our world through his life, death, and resurrection. So how should we respond to a story like this? Well, let's first allow Hannah to become our teacher. Let's allow her to show us how to pray for God's kingdom to come, especially if we are feeling powerless before the powers that be, or if we're feeling alone in our own times of hardship. We need to understand that we're not alone, actually. We stand alongside amazing people like Hannah, who cried out to God even when she couldn't see God's purpose at work in her life. Another way to respond is to just ponder the character of God that's revealed in Hannah's story. She is like the Israelites who suffered in Egypt, or much later when Mary and Joseph's generation were suffering under the Roman occupation. Hannah herself suffered shame and humiliation. The biblical story honors the experience that many of us have in times of pain, where we feel like God is absent. And it's actually through Hannah's hardship that hope is born, and it leads to God working in and through David and then through the ultimate son of David, Jesus of Nazareth. And it's actually through Jesus' own suffering that a door was open that leads to hope and to the new creation. And so Hannah's story, it leads us into the mystery of how God is at work even when things are really, really terrible. And the hope that she believes in is cosmic. It's for the renewal of Israel, of all creation, but it's also very, very personal. And so may God give each of us courage and hope as we pray in the midst of our hardships for God's kingdom to come here on earth as it is in heaven this week in the world and also in our lives.
First Samuel 2, 1 through 10. Then Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. Do not keep talking so proudly or let your mouth speak such arrogance, for the Lord is a God who knows, and by him deeds are weighed. The bows of the warriors are broken, but those who stumbled are armed with strength. Those who were full hire themselves out for food, but those who were hungry are hungry no more. She who was barren has borne 7 children, but she who has had many sons pines away. The Lord brings death and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and raises up. The Lord sends poverty and wealth. He humbles and he exalts. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes, and he has them inherit a throne of honor. For the foundations of the earth are the Lord's. On them he has set the world. He will guard the feet of his faithful servants, but the wicked will be silenced in the place of darkness. It is not by strength that one prevails. Those who oppose the Lord will be broken. The Most High will thunder from heaven. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed." 1 Samuel 2, 1 through 10.
Now let's review. When you feel powerless and alone in your hardship, you are not alone. You stand alongside amazing people like Hannah, who brought her pain to God even when she couldn't see how his plan would all work out. We're in this together. The biblical story honors the experience that many of us have in times of suffering. God sees and cares. He gives strength to the weak and power to the faint. All those who wait patiently for God learn that he has a habit of bringing new hope through the greatest of challenges. All right, I have three things for you to reflect on today. Listen closely and feel free to pause if you'd like more time. Here's our first question. In what areas has God given you power? And how can you use your position to elevate others this week? And now our second question. In what ways do you feel powerless? And how does today's message encourage you? And lastly, take a moment to remember Jesus and how his humble suffering led to the power of resurrection life. Thanks for joining us for today's reflection. Now in closing, let's pray. God, you are the all-powerful one, and yet you became a humble servant. Jesus, you suffered under corrupt powers and authorities. You know exactly what it's like to feel weak and alone. But you trusted God, even there, and let his power elevate you out of death. Thank you for making this same life-giving power available to all those who trust in you. Give us the courage to pray Hannah's poem, to agree that your kingdom would restore power to all the poor and powerless on earth. In Jesus' name, amen. If you appreciated this reflection time and want more, access today's video and study guide at bibleproject.com/study. Special thanks to Dr. Tim Mackey, who brought us today's message. Our show production was by Dan Gummel. Our scripture reading was by Michelle Jones. Our theme music by Grant William Harold. And I'm Sheree Hayes, your host. Hey, we want to hear from you. In 12 seconds or less, tell us your name, where you're from, and why you listen to the Reflections podcast. Record your voice and upload your audio file at bibleproject.com/reflections. Bible Project is a crowdfunded nonprofit in Portland, Oregon. We provide free resources so we can all experience the Bible as a unified story that leads to Jesus. It's free because of the generosity of people from all around the world, just like you. Thank you.